Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Today in Business from Wired. DoorDash shows delivery can be profitable in a pandemic. Can the app-based services survive once restaurants reopen and diners aren't sequestered in their homes? By Arian Marshall. In the before times, hands sometimes went unwashed. Zoom was a sound made by Mazda commercials, and food delivery businesses lost lots and lots of money. 4 companies, DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, and Postmates, were duking it out for national supremacy. But diners were fickle, swayed by coupons and promotions with little brand loyalty. There was no clear winner in sight. App-based food delivery was gaining in popularity. Gross bookings at Uber Eats rose 71% last year, but losses were growing too, to $460 million. DoorDash, the biggest of the lot, lost more than $600 million in 2019. The company spent more and more in a race to capture the U.S. market. But this spring, as the world began to circle the drain, food delivery apps thrived. Restaurants, many closed by government fiat, had to rearrange their businesses, moving the flourishes and niceties of indoor dining to takeout and, by natural extension, the internet. Workers suddenly furloughed or laid off and still waiting for government relief scrambled to sign up as drivers. Diners, some bored at home with little to do, had only the night's sesame noodles to look forward to. Documents filed by DoorDash last week as part of its planned initial public offering show the result. The company posted a $23 million profit in the period between April and June. Losses resumed in the third quarter, totaling $43 million. But that fleeting second quarter profit raised the tantalizing question, can food delivery make money? According to the filing, DoorDash took in nearly $2 billion in revenue in the year's first 9 months, more than triple the total in the same period a year earlier. Almost 550 million orders flowed from restaurant to delivery person to doorstep. But market research firm Second Measure says the competition remained intense. Each of the big four delivery services has a lower share of exclusive customers than it did 2 years ago. Uber announced it would acquire Postmates over the summer. The acquisition is set to close before the end of the year. Will the habits formed now survive in a world with a functioning vaccine? And will the companies that thrived in this weird moment survive into the next? In the filing, DoorDash acknowledges that its gangbusters growth will likely slow in coming months, as the circumstances that have accelerated the growth of our business stemming from the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic fade away. But one school of thought says habits are sticky. Things like COVID and other crises can be a shock to the system that catalyzes this behavior change, says Arun Sundarajan, who teaches entrepreneurship and technology at NYU Stern School of Business. Once people get used to new habits, there's a much greater chance that you will continue to display that behavior. Sundarajan believes food delivery businesses like DoorDash will one day be as profitable as the average business. Or not. Len Sherman, who teaches business at Columbia Business School, isn't convinced that anyone can thrive in the food delivery space. That industry leader, DoorDash, could only eke out $23 million in profit in the depths of the pandemic is probably a bad sign. The problem, Sherman argues, is that DoorDash has tried to graft a third-party distribution onto an existing infrastructure to force an industry built to do one thing to now do something else. Most restaurants, after all, are not optimized to churn out perfectly packaged takeout meals. Even those oriented to takeout usually had their own regular delivery drivers who came equipped with exactly the kind of insulated bags and equipment needed to keep food warm, and who knew where their regular customers lived. It's not controversial to say that the ad hoc digital arrangement that DoorDash has created among restaurants, workers, and diners has its downsides. The company faced serious criticism last year when a report found that it had been effectively skimming from workers' tips. The company changed its tipping policy. Restaurants have complained that the company has digitally scraped their menus without their permission and offered sometimes outdated items to customers. Eaters, not understanding the distinction, blamed restaurants for the screw-ups. DoorDash notes that laws prohibiting such behavior, which have cropped up in California, Denver, and Tucson, Arizona, will make it harder for the company to make money. And though California's Proposition 22, which DoorDash spent tens of millions to promote, will leave the state's app-based delivery workers without benefits like a minimum wage, unemployment insurance, and full health care coverage, efforts to give workers more rights and protections may appear elsewhere. DoorDash seems to know that the restaurant game is rough. So, in the filing, the company argues that its success hacking logistics in the difficult world of restaurants situates it to do the same in other arenas. Over the summer, the company inked a deal with CVS for same-day delivery of grocery and non-prescription goods. It's currently hiring warehouse and logistics managers. The food delivery business might not be strictly food delivery after all.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.